What is it, solar?
No, if they just have one room, it's,
How about the...
Just for sun. A solarium.
Okay.
Okay.
No.
How about an informal room in the house for relaxation, TV viewing, and other recreational activities?
A family room or a den.
Okay. Okay. What would you call a room that had a toilet and a sink, but not a bath and a shower? You know, just a toilet and a sink.
A half a bath.
Okay. What kinds of stoves, furnaces, and other heating equipment have you, do you have in your house?
We have a stove. Other heating equipment?
Yeah, heating equipment, you know, for the house.
A lot of portable plug-in heaters.
Electric?
Electric, yeah. And we used to have some kerosene heaters, but we got rid of them. But that's it.
What did you, now, did you have any other terms for kerosene? Do you ever call them the stuff that you put in, you know, the kerosene, did you ever call it anything else?
Well, it might be
kerosene. Did your folks ever call it anything else? Okay. And how was the air circulated after it was heated? Just
It would come out of the heater and just kind of spread throughout
okay.
the house.
You didn't have any particular fans or anything?
No.
Okay. How about let's see. Now, do you know what you might call a house that's built in such a way that, like, it's maybe three or four rooms in a row, and the first room you go into is like a living room, and then there might be a bedroom and a kitchen. You're just in a row. Would you know what you might call a house like that?
How about a
straight shaped?
Okay. You ever heard anybody refer to a house as a shotgun house? Okay. All right. You know what you might call a house with two separate rooms? It's like. Like if this was the whole house, you would have half of it over here and half of it over here, and there'd be an open space right down the middle that might be enclosed with a screen, but it would be open air, you know, but this would all be one house. You ever seen any houses like that?
That'd be atrium.
Be what?
An atrium.
Atrium? Yeah. Oh, an atrium.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could, well, it might be covered, and an atrium would be, what, open?
Well, it's school. You know how our school is built in the middle? That's an atrium.
Yeah.
Surrounded by walls.
But the sun can come through that, right?
Uh-huh.
Right, in a case like this, though, the roof would cover it. It'd just be open just be open air. But it wouldn't be open to the sun.
Oh, it would be a walkway?
Yeah, like that. Have you ever seen a house like that?
Yeah.
Did you ever hear him referred to as anything specifically?
No. Oh, a garden. It might be like a garden type house.
How about
if it would have like maybe sliding glass doors on sides opening into the garden area.
Okay. How about a house that, what would you call a house that had a long entry hall, and the hall is set at 90 degree at a 90 degree angle with a large single room? You ever seen a house like that?
Yeah, I think that'd be a four or sitting room. Or is that a certain type of house? I've heard of like a foyer, front entrance hallway, going off to a sitting room.
Okay. How about, let's see. How, are there any distinctive, what you would consider distinctive Miamian or South Florida designs on houses that you could put your finger on, you know? You know, as a style, you know?
It's got like the ranch style, which is like kind of long and spread out. There's not many two-story houses here, or split level, you might call a house in Miami, which would mean like one or two steps up and then another level here. Ranch or split level is a pretty good way to describe it.
Okay. How about